The 80th Annual National Folk Festival is gearing up this year after essentially being canceled in 2020 due to COVID-19. This is Don Rush. The festival has announced the first six acts as it prepares to pull in volunteers and set up guidelines as the nation appears to be pulling out of the pandemic. Carolyn O'Hare is the local manager of the festival.
Will there be some requirement for masks, or what's the situation with that?
We are developing a COVID mitigation plan with our local health authorities, with the Salisbury Fire Department, and with other agencies. And it's a very fluid fluid plan. We are working on crew being vaccinated or masked, vendors as well. However, we'll have a formal plan that we'll be able to provide at the end of July. But at the moment, we encourage everyone to get vaccinated. How amazing is it that we can come together, finally together again, because so many people are getting vaccinated?
There are a number of acts ranging from Cajun and West African music to bluegrass and the blues. On Delmarva Today later this morning, we talk with Blaine Wade, Associate Director of the National Council for the Traditional Arts, about some of the acts. And one of them is blues singer Shamika Copeland, who has been declared the Queen of Blues in Chicago.
In Shamika's case, it was her father, who was the great, for blues fans, we'll know him right away, a blues guitar legend in Texas, Johnny Copeland. And she grew up around the music. And though she was reticent at first to perform out in public, I mean, she clearly had picked it up and was something she was doing around the house. But when her father would sort of prompt her or encourage her to perform in public, it wasn't something she wanted to do at first. But when his health started to fail, as he got later in life, she felt that it was her responsibility to carry the flame forward, and felt like that's when she felt like she had sort of received the calling and started coming out and performing, and very quickly she was a teenage blues sensation. I can remember seeing her when she was in her late teens opening for Buddy Guy, and by that, I mean, once she was opening for Buddy Guy, so that says enough. But it also just speaks to how quickly she had taken off that before she was, and by the time she was 17, 18 years old, that's what she was doing. She was quickly identified as one of those artists who represented the future of the blues tradition and would really carry it forward. But in her case, she's performing in, her father is the influence. She's carried really more forward with the tradition of blues divas, your Ruth Browns and your Etta Jameses. And she has been declared the Queen of the Blues in Chicago, the person carrying forward Coco Taylor's great legacy.
As a matter of fact, she says that as long as I'm here, the blues will always be with me, and I'm going to keep on doing this and make my daddy proud. Let's hear a little bit of her.
I can feel you looking at every woman walking by, checking them out, ain't no doubt what you got in mind. Now ain't no harm in looking once or even twice, but if you plan to use your hands, you better take my advice. You can look, but you better not touch. Keep your hands off Miss such and such. I don't think that's asking way too much. You can look, but you better not touch.
The National Folk Festival will take place in Salisbury from September 10th through the 12th. The full interviews about the first six announced acts can be heard on Delmarva Today at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.